Plattsburgh's mayor and city councilors are continuing to work on a 5-year fiscal plan, even though they completed the city's annual budget several weeks ago. Mayor Colin Reed says while a multi-year plan is required, for many years it was not produced.
I started renewing that tradition last year, and that became even more refined this year. The council did a great job in making some really prudent assumptions, and then did a spreadsheet that determined what those assumptions would imply over the next 5. Actually, they went out 10 years. And then from that, gave me targets for what our spending ought to be next year and for next 5 years for that matter, although we'll go through this exercise again next year and the remaining 4 years will probably be modified then. So that gives me then a number to bake into a budget that I will recommend. Normally, the mayor's not required to do that until October, but we're trying to move towards a much more sustainable budget in the city. So this is done a little bit earlier than in past years.
Mayor Reed, what are you finding are some of the more volatile factors that are affecting not only the year-to-year budget, but the 5-year plan, whether it's internal to Plattsburgh or external factors?
Interest rates are on the rise, and we do have debt. Probably the most volatile factor of them all, though, is healthcare. And because we're self-insured, which is a rarity amongst municipalities our size, and probably in retrospect not a great idea given the riskiness it imposes on our general fund, but because we're self-insured, one or two really severe health conditions can really affect our budget significantly. So we really have to try to manage health care costs as carefully as we can.
The city's tourism economy, it's summertime and the city gets many fishing tournaments and the annual Mayor's Cup Sailing Regatta is coming up. How important to the city's economy are these festivals in the summertime?
They're important to the entire region. I used to do a study for the Chamber on the regional benefits from fishing tournaments coming to town. It was, if I recall correctly, it was tallied around $7 million of various economic benefits. But not that much of it is actually concentrated in the city. Much of that spending is in hotels, which are, for instance, primarily in the town of Plattsburgh, or the restaurants near the hotels, in the gas stations, and et cetera. Not that much is actually in the city itself. So we make a huge investment very often in the entire regional economy. A small little fraction of that we'll get back in sales tax. And so we really don't extract all that much of all the value and revenue we create. We're happy to do it. We're the only city within 100 miles. We feel it's our responsibility to be the cultural and recreational hub for a very large region. If the town of Plattsburgh and if the county can figure out a way to partner in this, that would be absolutely wonderful.
The New York State Legislature has adjourned. You had mentioned not a lot of activity that you see affecting the city and its environs at all?
Not so much that I'm aware of. Senator Little has always been very, very helpful to the city. As you know, City Hall is 100 years old this year, and she's been trying to get us enough money to fix our windows. We have 100-year-old windows, probably not a good idea in this day and age in energy costs. And believe it or not, it's going to cost 3 or 4 times more to repair our windows than it cost to build the entire building in the first place. So she's been very helpful with that. We're hoping for a good consolidated funding application season with the North Country Regional Economic Development Council this year, and we've got a number of projects that we believe will create a lot of economic value, and hopefully they will be funded. We're trying to beef up our expertise in community and economic development. And, of course, we're still in the process of mapping through the Downtown Revitalization Initiative, the $10 million that was given to the city, or pledged upwards of $10 million to the city to do something with our downtown.
Plattsburgh is still amazingly in the national and international focus regarding what it's doing regarding cryptocurrency. Does that surprise you?
No, we've got some of the cheapest electricity in the world. I had a marketing friend say to me, it's not bad to have this Bitcoin problem because now everybody in the world knows how cheap your electricity is. So it didn't really surprise me. We imposed the moratorium to buy ourselves a little bit of breathing room. We started immediately trying to identify solutions. We at the same time petitioned the Public Service Commission to adjust the rate structure. So now the ratepayers are protected. I think we've got a really good set of proposals that would adjust our codes and make this industry more benign. And at the same time, if we can also take care of heat reclamation, which is now included in the proposed codes, then it would make it more sustainable as well. What we're now doing is shopping those proposals around to other experts to make sure that this is well thought through. We'd like to get it right the first time. The moratorium is 18 months, so there's no way it's going to take 18 months for us to figure out the best approach to this.
Even though you've gotten some criticism for the moratorium and concerns that it might keep Bitcoin, blockchain, cryptocurrency miners from coming to Plattsburgh, are you getting the folks in that industry coming to you with some interest, but also wanting to know what the city is doing?
At first, there was a lot of complaining. It was like that mayor who banned dancing in that Kevin Bacon movie. You know, it was like the end of the world. We can't dance. But then people start reflecting and say, okay, maybe there is a better way to do this, including some industry people says, maybe there is a better way to do this. And if Plattsburgh can find that better way, and that could be used as a model set of codes, and if inventors can come forward and figure out the heat reclamation stuff, I think people are watching and seeing what happens here. There needs to be kind of a working together, a collaboration in this.
Democrat Colin Reed is in his first four-year term as mayor of Plattsburgh. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.